Today, I'll be real brief in the preaching, but I would like to share with you what's in the walls of my heart today, found in Mark's Gospel. I mainly want to deal with one verse, in verse number 34 of Mark 8, and verse number 34. Mark 8, verse 34. If you're able, let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this morning, found in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 8, verse number 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, he saith unto them, one of the greatest words in our Bible, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time today. I feel, Lord, that you've pressed this in the walls of my heart. And Lord, you only can do what needs to be done today. This young lady that has this murder scheduled, would you change your heart? Would you help her in this pathway of life? I pray that you would touch the hearts of the lost ones here today. And would you encourage the saved ones? And we'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? First of all, you'll notice in verse 34, there is a declaration to this text. A declaration. He uses this word several times. It's the word phrase, whosoever. You know, in this text, Jesus proposed one of the greatest questions, but yet he provided the greatest answer. And here we see this declaration, whosoever. You ever thought about the impression of it? The impression of whosoever. That's you and I this morning. That's everybody. You see, the impression of it, we see in John 3:16, he uses this term again. Very familiar verse, but one of the deepest verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's the impression of it. For God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son for whosoever. That's amazing to me this morning. You see, God does not see skin color. God does not see male and female when it comes to saving a soul. For we all stand even at Calvary this morning for whosoever will, let him come. The declaration, we see its impression. But in Ephesians 2 and 11, when the choir sang, if you would get this verse in your heart, you'd throw your hands toward Him. Ephesians 2 and verse number 11. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, he's writing to this church at Ephesus. And this is what he says about the importance of whosoever. This declaration. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles. You know what that means? We were the lowly ones. The Jews had the hierarchy, but the Gentiles were considered dogs of the Jews. But he said, I want you to remember something, that in time past, Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision or by the Jews, that at that time, what? Ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers, isn't this something? So sad. Strangers from the covenants of promise. Having no hope and without God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. It's still the blood this morning. We see this declaration, the impression of it, the importance of it. But look to the right in Ephesians 3 and verse number 1. Look at the impact of it. Very impactful. Paul's writing in Ephesians 3 verse 1, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, for us. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, here's our phrase, should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. I'm glad it's for whosoever this morning. It's not for a remnant few. It's not by a select minority. But honey, Christ died for you and He died for me. And I'm glad that He gave Paul the enlightenment of the great mystery, that now he would turn from the Jews and look to the Gentile race and give us hope in God through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. Yes, Jews can still be saved, but they must be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you and I. Oh, isn't it something that we had no hope? Now we have hope through Christ. I want to ask you, just as an old country preacher this morning, do you have that hope that lives in you today? Are you really saved and ready to meet God? You know, I realize that the church is built for the main function is to worship Christ. When we come in this place, we should not be coming in this place for any axes to grind. We shouldn't be coming in here looking at who's wearing this or that or who's going to do. We ought to be coming here with one thing on our mind, and that's God, where He's at, sitting in heaven this morning. We ought to come so focused on worship and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. But during this time at God's house, I believe that we should preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Brother Mike said in the prayer room this morning, there was a man at Founders Day. He went down through the crowd yesterday preaching the gospel. If there's ever been a day and an hour when the gospel needs to be preached, it is this day and this hour. Men, women, boys and girls are dying and going to hell every day. But honey, the gospel still says you can be saved by the grace of God And I'm glad this morning that the gospel has never changed. It amazes me. It amazes me the older I get, the way people as a majority don't even have God on their mind. But I'll tell you this morning that God loved me and you enough that He sent His Son that we wouldn't have to die and go to hell in our sins. I love this whosoever. There's the declaration of it. But look, if you would, in verse 34 in that text. Not only the declaration of it, but notice the denial of it. He said something that struck me in verse 34. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. You see, man thinks a lot of himself. This tells me this morning that man must deny his way to get to heaven. There's one way to heaven, that's through the Lord Jesus. But man must deny his wisdom that he thinks he's smart enough to get there. We have so many intellectual people that are so foolish. And today, the denial of it. Notice the Bible says that yes, we are to get wisdom, but we are to deny wisdom if we think that we're smart enough to get into heaven. He said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 18, a very powerful verse. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse number 18. Here again, Paul is writing. Listen what he says about wisdom. He simply says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 18. Follow along with me this morning. 1 Corinthians 3 and 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are in vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. A denial of wisdom. Look in 1 Timothy 6, there's a denial of wealth. Some people think, well, if I give enough, I can earn enough points to get there. But it don't work that way. I'm glad that the beggar, the pauper, can be saved this morning. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse 17. You'll notice the denial of not only wisdom, but the denial of wealth. He says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor, here's our phrase, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. You know, somebody misquoted this phrase, money is the root of all evil, but that's not in your Bible. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And you know, some of the wealthiest people in the nation, no doubt, died last night, but when God sends that death angel, all their money in the universe cannot pay God off. All their gold and silver, it cannot get up out of the vaults and the closets and rescue them from an eternity. But I come to tell you this morning, there is a God that sent His Son on a cross and He reaches way down low today. And I'm glad that He's full of riches. I'm glad you can be saved by the good grace of God this morning. You see, what shall it profit a man? He shall gain the whole world. Young people, I believe with all my heart, you should have goals and desires and try to be something. try to have something for your family. But I want to remind everybody this morning, I don't care if you own all the property that joined you. Your riches will never be enough to get you into heaven this morning. The denial. The Bible teaches the denial wisdom that one that thinks they're smarter than God and will do it their way. Their wisdom, their wealth, their works. Titus 3, a lot of folks, they preach a works gospel. Titus 3, verse number 4, let's look what the Bible says about our work. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, watch, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing and the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Then being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I believe that once a man, woman, boy, and girl is born again, they should work for the glory of God, but our works will never get us to heaven this morning. A lot of people think, well, if they'll do this and do that, if they live a good enough life, there's nobody here can live a good enough life. The law is perfect. We're imperfect. There's none good. No, not one. You know, some of the hardest people that I've ever tried to reach is those pretty good people. It's never been down the roads of the prodigal like I've been. They've never realized, they've never really thought that they were born a sinner and they must be born again in order to go to heaven. Let me tell you, some of the greatest people in this country sitting in this congregation today, but I'm going to tell you, your nor my works will get us into heaven. Only the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ will allow a man, woman, boy, or girl to be saved. What is grace, preacher? Grace is what God done for me and you on a cross through His Son. The Bible says we're to be saved by grace through faith. The Bible says He's given every man a measure of faith. You see, we have responsibility. We're not robots. You must respond to the gospel by faith. This morning, what shall it profit a man? He shall gain the whole world and lose his only soul. You only have one. And you better be sure that it's kept in the hands of God this morning. You see, the declaration of it, the denial of it, then look at the duty of it in verse 34, and I close. The Bible said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. A duty of it. The cross assumes various forms, such as persecutions, martyrdoms, afflictions, and sorrows. There are also temptations of Satan permitted by God for our trials to increase our humility and virtue and to make brighter our crown. I was reading this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. Y'all remember that passage where the Bible said Simeon was coming out of the country and they laid on him the cross of Christ that he might bear it after Jesus. Jesus says, not only this declaration, whosoever... There's a denial, must deny himself that he has no efforts to get to God, but only by Christ. There's a duty. This is what really bothers me in our society. We've lived in a society of easy believism, 1, 2, 3 prayers. You know, everybody believes in God, they say. Let me ask you, have you ever been saved? Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Hard times hit. They fall out of church and quit. Not belittling any situation. I'm just saying Jesus said for us to pick up our cross. and follow Him. And that might not be in the nicest brick house in Bowdoin, Georgia. That might not be riding in the nicest car on 166. That's following Him as a disciple of Christ. You listen to this. This ought to shock some of you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become anew. The greatest way that I know that I'm saved this morning, beside the time when the Lord dealt with my heart and I responded to Him by faith, is this. When I sin, it bothers me. Today, are you saved? I wonder how many people, Brother Mike, I don't know how many people was at Founders Day yesterday, but it was several. Does that man come through the streets preaching? Brother Adam, I wonder how many ridiculed him, hackled him, said, man, don't this man realize it's 2022? Let me tell you something. If you serve this Jesus, you're going to find some tension. You're going to find some people that will go against what you believe if this Bible says it. Jesus said, not only this denial, but it's a duty. And may God help us all in our duty to march toward Him this morning. Then lastly, there's a direction. He said, and follow me. What shall it profit a man? He shall gain the whole world, lose his only soul. Are you saved this morning? I'm not asking you, do you have religion? I'm not even asking you, are you a good person? I'm asking if you ever trusted Christ to be your Savior. I still believe that the Spirit of God must deal with the sinner's heart. I still believe the Bible teaches repentance by faith. I believe a man, woman, boy, or girl must see themselves as a sinner. Come to their self. Deny their self. Lord, I can't get there on my own. And I need You. I'll never forget that Sunday morning. Renee had been raised in that church all her life. Megan Macy, I was 20 years old. I was on that third pew where Jason's sitting this morning in that church. Brother Randall, that old preacher, had come to my house that Saturday. Told me about God, and he asked me something a man had never asked me. Eyeball to eyeball, are you saved? When he left, something happened. God stayed. And he laid down with me that night. Began to move in my heart, and I realized that I had to deny myself. That Sunday morning, I don't even know what he preached. He's in heaven this evening. But I know this. When I stepped out by faith, my whole life changed. Have you made mistakes, preacher? Oh, more than I care to share with you. But I tell you this, Jesus saved me. And I know that I'm going to heaven this morning. Miss Emily, you and Brother David come. I want us to sing that old song this morning, Just As I Am. I think a lot of times people think, well, you know, if I do pretty good and try to live within them boundaries, and maybe God will have mercy on me and let me in. It don't work that way. God will show mercy on you today. Behold, today's the day of salvation. Wonder how many times you left here God dealing with your heart to be saved, but you've never surrendered to Him, accepted Him by faith. Whosoever Brother Mike, that was boys like me and you. Brother Jamie, Brother Adam, Brother Dalton, Brother Nick. That was boys like us. Brother Randall, just common folks like me and you, Brother Lee. Whosoever. Young person, that's you. Whosoever, if you'd come to Jesus, trust Him out of your heart, He'd save you. I'd love to tell you, you might have another chance, but I don't know that. But I know you've got the chance this morning. For today's the day of salvation. Do you want to be saved this morning? Would you be willing to respond to the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? You're a whosoever. Do you want to be saved today? God take your case. Forever save you, give you a home in heaven. Brother David, what's that number? We're going to stand around the house.